The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Unless you singing, I'ma tell you right now, bro, ain't too many popular Knicks.
Hey, f*** the both of you, man. I swear to God, f*** you guys.
No one's safe.
You look like you've got your mouth handcuffed over there.
You have your f***ing cheerleader right there. It's real easy, isn't it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me f***ing say something with the both of you bitches doing the same shit.
All right, welcome, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah. Oh, it was you.
Yeah, that's right. Factory style. Shots fired.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, because no one cares about you.
Okay, no one cares about me. Everybody cares about Boo. Let's do it.
Nah, they don't care about me. Josh, kick the beat. It sucks. I don't see shit, dude. I don't see nothing. Yeah,
my name because the video's too big. I gotta compress it.
Do is Nick Nolte. Ooh, yeah. We talking Knicks. We talking Netflix. We talking Netflix. We ain't talking the Knicks with the big ass ooze. We talking Knicks with the big ass grooves. Yeah, here we go. We talking Knicks, not the porno Knicks.
Hollywood Knicks, which at first glance, sounds a little off, sounds a little strange. But in particular, this episode, welcome back to the Fat Signal, by the way. Shout out to Big Comedy Network. Shout out
hit
to everybody
like,
on YouTube.
All that
hit that like,
shit.
Hit that subscribe, hit that section.
Comment.
You know, all that
in the
fun
mouth
stuff
with a like.
But Hollywood Knicks, we are talking specifically about Hollywood personalities with the first name
Nicklicks.
Nick or Nicholas, even.
That list was small if you want to talk about like the Nick Cannons or.
Let us first talk about our decision on coming to this topic because we did want to initially do just an all Nick Cage episode originally, but we felt like there were too many of those. We definitely felt like there were too many of those to begin with.
Man, do I regret not talking about Nick Cage only.
You know, we wanted to be fair. We wanted to try and shine, give the shine on other Knicks out there. And
God
listen,
damn, your name is not popular.
I mean, look, it's like we went
singing,
into this.
Unless you singing, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Ain't too many popular Knicks, bro.
It's a very small list. It's like there are popular Knicks, but there are not as many popular Knicks as Nick Cage. Nick Cage is something. You know what I mean? Like it's
and Mr. Cage.
Like it's not to discredit any of y'all. Like let me just say that. It's just that there's not too many of you guys. Like Boo even had to go outside the realm of searching up actors with the name Nick, and even went outside like, okay, let me look up characters with the name Nick. And yeah,
even less, right? It's not a popular name that rolls off the tongue.
For some reason, dude, Nick just does not inspire confidence in a lot of people. You really have to be some kind of person to be able to carry the name Nick into stardom, you know, in Hollywood, in the actor.
Or batshit crazy.
In the movie realm. Because, but like Boo said, if you're a musician, if you're like some kind of other creative, it's almost in the bag. Like you can get up there real easy. If you're Nick Jonas, if you're Nick Cannon, if you're, you know what
oh,
I mean?
If you're like, out there doing this shit.
If you're doing that, you're all right. You know, you can have the name Nick. You'll be okay.
You'll be okay. But if you and Nick out there trying
you could even have the name Mick. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you could even switch it out. Like, you'll be fine. But in Hollywood, different story.
No,
different.
No. Like, oh, yeah, your name's Nick. Oh, shit.
Raph, why don't you open us up?
All right, let's do it simple. Let's start with, I have a little list, a couple. Let's start with one of the simple ones. Probably you guys just bypassed. Nicole Kidman. We said they had to have their name Nick in their name, right?
I mean, I guess so. That's
Nicole Kidman.
So that does open up some Nicole.
Stomach hurts. Makes me want to poop when you say Nicole Kidman.
But that's
continue.
How deep. That's how deep into the barrel of Nick that had a dive and yeah, shit to pull out a Nick.
That's how deep it hits Boo is that it makes him want to boo.
Yeah,
it's like she won awards. You know what I mean?
Okay, name one movie that you're like, man, that was a Matt Nicole Kidman movie be hitting.
Batman Forever for me.
Oh, Far and Away.
But that's, I'm biased.
Far and Away.
I'm really biased. With
Tom Cruise.
Nope.
Wait, was it the Irish boxing, the bare knuckle boxing movie?
Nope.
I mean, to be fair, I think I only really know Nicole Kidman because of Batman Forever. You know what I mean? It's really more like that.
I've only known her for as Poison Ivy. Or
she was in Poison Ivy. That's Uma Thurman.
Yeah. Okay. What was she in Batman?
She, in Batman Forever, she's the blonde. She's Val Kilmer's. She's the therapist lady that Bruce Wayne goes to.
Yeah. Yeah. Batman had a therapist. That's how good that movie was.
All I know is Tom's ex. Tom's ex. And the movie Eyes Wide Shut by Stanley Kubrick. That's it.
That was pretty good movie too.
That's it.
Stepford Wives. I remember ads for that. I haven't seen it. I just remember ads for it a lot.
Wasn't she also like in a Marvel movie just recently?
Well, she's in DC in every movie. No, listen. She's in every movie now if you go to AMC.
What's your next one, Ralph? Because I only got one.
Next one, he came out in a couple movies. Triple X Xander, The Return of Xander Cage.
I hope you don't say Vin Diesel.
No. Nicky Yam. Come on, bro. The reggaeton artist. One of the most famous. Nicky Jam.
Yeah. But you see what I mean? He had to pull a musical artist who snuck into a Hollywood movie.
A couple of movies, actually.
I would have picked Nick Jonas on some dumb shit then.
Like,
we picked TV. He said movie or TV. He came on TV and he's the most famous.
Okay, whatever, bro. You pick a reggaeton. It's okay.
Never heard of him. I'm sorry. Never no heard disrespect.
Of him. If you've heard a reggaeton song, you've heard of Nicky Yam.
Listen, let me tell you something. His songs may have crept into my ear. I don't know. Right?
Listen here. I don't know that name.
I don't know that name.
Tim. I could sit there and say that shit. Say you ain't never heard Teddy Riley, but the nigga has his finger on every song. If you've heard some nigga shit going out, it don't matter, Rob.
But he lives in L.A., bro. They play reggaeton on every station.
Okay, that's cool. Congratulations to who it was it again?
Nicky Jam.
Congratulations. Nicky. Shout out to Nicky Jams. What's your third one, bro?
This is the I guess
I knew this one. It was going to come with some weird ass list.
Nicky Swartzen.
There you go. Nick Swartzen, huh?
Hold up. Wait till
he didn't even know his own list.
No, I know my list. This is my main one. This is one I came with. You'll know who he is, boo.
Exactly.
You're talking Nick Swartzen, the nigga from Reno 911, and then
that's him.
Grandma's boy.
Exactly. Nick Swartzen.
I know you're talking about Mother South Biatch. South Biatch.
That was one of mine. One of like Nick Swartzen. The outside of his movies, I think the thing that I remember him from the most is his YouTube short that he did, where he's just smoking weed all day. That's all he was doing.
No, I remember him as the whore in Reno 911. I love that name. That is the whore.
He was in, remember, Don't Mess with the Zohan with Adam Sandler? Well, he's in a lot of
stuff, Nick Swartzen. He's pretty funny.
He's a grandma's boy. That was hilarious.
All right, Tim, you're next.
I mean, like, it's like Boo said, dude. You scour through a shit ton of Nicks, and Nicks are far and few in between. I found a Nick in Metal Gear, but that's niche. You know what I mean? You can't pull that. That's too.
Oh, by the way, you say anything niche. More Metal Gear, I'll literally commit on camera.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying is Metal that like
Gear the out.
But that's what I'm saying is that like I found one in there, and I'm like, well, that's too much. He's like that famous, like he's famous in that crowd, but outside of that, not really for our audience. The only thing I could come up with outside of Nick Cage, Nick Nolte, and you know the only other few classic Nicks that really come up is Nick Offerman. That dude's a funny motherfucker. Nick Offerman.
See, I'm gonna get in trouble on YouTube. Who the fuck is that?
Nick Offerman.
They're going to be on me like, you claim you this, you claim you like
this. He's a showrunner, isn't he?
So he first showed up as like the angry dude with a mustache in Parks and Rec.
Nick Nolte, I'm going to go my way, Nick. It's me now.
Nick Nolte.
And what movie?
Ooh, it's got to be one with it's going to be with the guy from Eddie Murphy. It's got to be Eddie Murphy movie.
Tropic Thunder.
Holy shit.
Oh, he just really, Boo just really wanted to peek on that microphone with that one, with the.
Yeah.
That's what now, he wanted.
Great.
Tropic Thunder, guys. What did I do, Josh?
Ear grape.
Now, Tropic Thunder, guys.
You committed ear grape.
You know? Now, Tropic Thunder, guys, if you've never seen that, which everybody's had to, because if you ain't seen that, watch how Robert Downey Jr. is one of the dopest characters other than Iron Man to me that Robert Downey Jr. has ever played on the big screen.
Which he can never do again.
Hell no. He'd be canceled so fast.
If you think he's reprising that role.
Now, that'd be Idris Elbus or...
Not happening. It would be... That was... Robert Downey was probably the last person ever...
To get away with,
in
like,
modern cinema, to get away with blackface. He did it great.
In a movie, you have to fall in mud for you to be able to get up and like still have
now,
like
he'll get canceled quick. Movie. Yeah. This movie wouldn't even be made if they decided to do Tropic Thunder a remake.
Every state would say, nope, ain't touching that. Nope, I can't do it. Nope,
No white actors touching that smoke.
Do not want that smoke.
Especially when he was sitting there talking to Ben Stiller about being to the whole thing.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Nick Nolte is in this movie. He's not in it a whole lot, but like, just the fact
that he talks like this the whole time.
Just the fact that he's in this like legendary packed movie, like Tom Cruise is in.
Bro,
this
the
shit,
movie's about Nick Nolte. The movie is about Nick Nolte.
Yeah,
Ben Stiller plays Nick Nolte, aka he also plays Simple Roth, and we simply go this way with it. It's you got Jack Black.
You can go yourself.
It's okay. You're Simple Roth from here on out. You're Simple Roth.
Suck my ass.
Never go full Roth.
Never go full Roth. All right. You never ever go full Roth.
That's the both of you guys. You
now and so every time I watch the movie, and the Asian goes Simple Roth. Yo, Simple Roth. That's all I'm gonna get. Simple Roth. Now, you got Jack Black, who's the drug addict. That shit is hilarious.
That was pretty good.
Jack Black was the dopey dude. That fool in his Skittles. That was funny. Then you had, this is by far one of the best roles to me. By far one of Tom Cruise's top three roles of all time. Is Les Diet Coke Gang Grossman. Can't Grossman. Les Grossman, bro. Diet. What did he do? What did he say? He go, who there's a key grip?
Wait, who played Les Grossman?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise. That
Tom Cruise. Oh, fucking
fat hands.
Yeah. Fat what did he do? He goes, who there's a... And that one dude lifted up. I want you to go to the director and punch him in the face really fucking hard.
What is your name? This is Flying Dragon, right?
Nigga,
he's like,
all right,
well, listen, Flying Dragon. And he
he hangs up on him off the first back. He goes, who is this Flying Dragon? Click. Hung up on that nigga. And then he goes, he'll call back. He starts dancing. He'll call back. And then, dog, that shit was funny when he told Matthew McConaughey. Shout out, Matthew McConaughey is in there, one of my favorite actors.
He is in that movie.
That fool was there, like, homeboy was like, don't worry about them frequent flyer miles. Get your own G5. And the dude behind him.
What was he dancing to? What was that song?
Ludacris.
Yeah, there it was Ludacris.
Shout out, Ludacris. But I grew up on the Ludacris music before he became an actor.
Well, he was a pretty big musician. He was a pretty big musician before he got into Hollywood.
And then what was the other one that
before he joined a family?
Yes, before he joined that ridiculous ass super Jesus, bro.
Going into space and shit.
Y'all know the episode. Bunch of super.
So.
Hey, yeah. One of the funniest scenes was when the Asians made them do the simple raw act reenactment, bro. That shit was hilarious, bro. They made that nigga get in all raw and get it going.
Dude, you're just, look at Rock's face.
Look at his face, bro. Hey,
the both you bitches, man. I swear to God, you guys. Yeah, let me be your, doormat and shit, like always. Ha ha ha. You. The both of you.
Say something. Say something. Defend yourself. You act like you got your mouth handcuffed over there. You act like you're handcuffed on there.
Let me have you and your fucking cheerleader. The both of you. Real easy like that. Wow. No, you have your fucking cheerleader right there. It's real easy, isn't it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me fucking say something with the both of you bitches doing the same shit. Yeah, let me be your fucking doormat.
He thinks I'm your cheerleader, dude. That's incredible.
Incredible shit, bro.
I'm the one over here like, wow, look at you. You're just going in. I'm just like, because you know he's going to turn it back around on me. He keeps telling me to shut the fuck up over here, dude.
Bro, first off, Roth, if you're on a podcast where if Boo, you can't handle what I'm saying to you and we're technically brothers and Tim is technically brothers, you lived at his house and you can't take nothing we say off your chest.
Oh man,
get out of here. You better start getting your bulletproof vest on point. You ain't think ain't gonna call me fat ass?
They're gonna call me all weird with my ponytail. And
you can't say nothing on.
He's literally out here telling me shut the fuck up, no one cares about what you say, dude. Like,
shots fired.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, because no one cares about you. That's what I'm saying. You're tripping, bro. You need to start checking.
Let me start to point this in a different direction. You know what almost made me not choose Nick Offerman and go with the basic bare bones choice? Let me show you something. Josh, pull up Dead by Daylight, Nicolas Cage.
All right, now, since there's only so many Nicks we could do while he's pulling that up, what's your favorite Nick movie, Nicolas Cage movie? Because we went Nick Nolte. Like we said, Tropic Thunder is considered a classic on a shelf by itself. Roth, you said Nick, the rigatone. I'm pretty sure he's popular in Brazil and at the in clubs. Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't mean to upset you no more, because obviously you can't take a joke.
You avoided like seven different eggshells.
Yeah, bro. And that's what that was. And that might hurt his feelings. In Brazil. So I'm sorry. And Tim, Nick Swanson, his grandma's boy. Yay. What's your favorite Nick Cage movies then?
My favorite Nick Cage movie right off the bat, bro, is Put the Bunny Back in the Box. It's got to be Con Air. That shit's ridiculous. His accent is wild.
Now I'm stuck with Con Air.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my favorite of all time. Like, everything's good. Every Nick Cage movie is fun. If you're telling me to pick one, it's going to be Con Air, but it's hard. They're all up there for me. Like, I'm just going with Con Air because Put the Bunny Back in the Box is one of the best lines he's ever had to say in a movie.
Leaving Las Vegas is pretty good. I watched that as a youngster. When did Leaving Las Vegas come out? How old was when I saw that shit? I saw it when it first came out.
92.
See, my mom used to let me watch all kind of shit, bro. She didn't give a fuck. Like, as long as you ain't in, and I didn't have a room, so she like
1995.
Yeah, see, I was like 12 when that came out, bro, and I saw that Leaving Las Vegas when it came to VHS with him, bro. So I was watching movies like that, and I was like, damn, that's what alcohol do you? Don't be an alcoholic. So I didn't need that goddamn giant ass dog like you're on acid or something telling me dare or some shit back in the day. You just need to watch the right movies, bro. Like, you watch the right movie, you won't do that shit, bro. Like, I'll never ever like Rec Room for a Dream. Won't ever watch that shit again. Watched it once, I'm good.
You find what I was looking for, Josh?
Yeah, so it basically is a video. It's a trailer, and then I mean I could read the headline if you want.
Yeah, you can just pull it up and keep the audio off. Like, I'll like just cut to the main part.
Okay.
But like, there's a point I'm trying to make with it, because you know, so for those watching, for those listening, we're pulling up a video. I'll just briefly describe what we're seeing as
hold
we
on, hold on. It. Yeah, while we're doing that, while they're pulling it up, Roth, I just seen the Joker, and I want to go to your face and do what, you know, Phoenix did to the other kids. Like,
oh, geez. That's so mean.
Because you're just so mad over there. Dude, don't be mad.
So sour.
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm feeling his vibe all the way over here, bro. Like,
and he lives hundreds of miles away, dude.
Yeah, like, bro.
All the way over there. But okay. So Dead by Daylight is one of those like four player like survival games. Like three of you are survivors and one plays like a classic horror, you know, character. So you get to play as Freddy, you get to play as Jason, you get to play as like a bunch of monsters. Let me tell you something. This is the only actor I know of outside of like Def Jam and shit. This is the only actor that shows up as DLC as himself, not as a character. Like Schwarzenegger shows up in Mortal Kombat as Terminator, right? Sylvester Stallone shows up in Mortal Kombat as Rambo and shit. Nicolas Cage is the only one I know that shows up in any game as like himself, Nicolas not Cage. As any other character. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that's so what's funny as Fu Manchu though in Grindhouse. I ain't gonna lie, dude. That's shit with true. Him. Show the picture of him as Fu Manchu, Josh in Grindhouse.
That might help, like, just universally solidify him as the best Hollywood Nick. Just the fact that he gets to show up is like, yeah.
Dude, first off, when you type in Nick, he's number one. Sorry, Roth.
I think Willy's Wonderland can put him in one of the best ones, the best roles.
Willy's Wonderland. Look at him as Fu Manchu, bro.
Fu Manchu over here.
That's wrong.
It's a trailer for a movie for Grindhouse. When you're watching Grindhouse, yeah. It's like a trailer. Of him and some as a Fu Manchu.
It's making fun of like movies that did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. That's
I know. Nick Cage is the man, bro. Nick Cage is the man.
Yeah. In this movie that came out.
I haven't seen Renfield yet. I want to watch Renfield. Have you guys seen
the one with Pedro Pascal? What on Netflix?
No, I know 50 million or something actors or something it's called.
It's called the Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Movie's so good.
That movie's good, dude. It's talented.
It's a really good movie. It's really,
really good, dude. It's Pedro Pascal's character is great.
Meme the shit out of.
Yeah, he plays a drug dealer. He plays a drug dealer that wants to meet this or some shit, right?
You should watch it. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. The memes that have come out of this movie.
It's just me. That's just me.
The memes that have come out of it are. Great, like it, I get the, it. The movie's Tim, something
you don't know nothing about this. Roth does. Roth, you know The Departed with Caprio and Jack Nicholson.
Sure. Yeah,
how hot that movie was when it came out.
I didn't watch it till years later, though.
I didn't watch it till five or six years later. I didn't watch it till five or six years later.
But I watched it. Yeah,
I didn't watch it till five or six, 7 years later.
I had already seen the original though, so you
I've
know, like,
never watched Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco's the Donnie Brasco is the original, ain't it?
Wait, what? What are we talking about now?
No. It's The Departed. It's also The Departed, but there's a...
Oh, because Donnie Brasco talks about that same shit, too, so...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
But yeah.
I'm done. I was just Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to close the show out with, was the fact that Nick Cage is himself as DLC. Like, no other actor has done that.
On every list that you try to look up, that's the first person that came on, like the second person that came on, the third person that came on was on Nick Cage.
Like, they started pulling up like models, singers.
Yeah,
they started pulling
up
like,
unless these motherfucking international spies.
It's Nick Cage.
It's Nick Cage, bro. Nick can literally walk around and that could be his number one pull line for females if he wasn't married and be like, yo, I'm the only Nick in Hollywood, bro.
And his name isn't Nick Cage, though. That's the funny thing, though.
Yeah, his name is something different. He's a Coppola.
Yeah, Coppola. That's what it is. Coppola.
Yeah, he's part of the Coppola line.
Yeah, he's.
That's probably why he's badass. You know, that's the other thing. You know, you come from greatness. Like,
you know who Francis Ford Coppola is, Boo?
Director.
Yeah, the director.
Big director. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's his nephew.
He did something back in the day. Did he do? I think
Apocalypse
he did.
Now. He did a few things. He did a few things.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now. I didn't know that was him. I'm kind of upset mm-hmm. with myself. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
because I like Apocalypse Now because of Lawrence Fishburne, the young in that. You got Sean, or is it which Penn is it? Not Penn.
Francis Ford Coppola did a lot of big stuff. Yeah,
Martin Sheen.
Yeah,
and then you got the Godfather in that.
Godfather. You have a young Harrison Ford in the very beginning of that movie.
Yep, but no, you got a young Lawrence Fishburne. Get that. Like 17 in that shit, bro.
Yeah, he's really like.
Don't you also have? No. That's the Robin Williams one.
Marlon Brando.
You got Michael Doug? Not Michael Douglas. What's the dude from Colors? Colors.
Charlton Heston.
It's an old white man, dude.
Oh, okay.
Not Charlton.
Marlon Brando, like the main guy.
No, dude. I'll pull it up my though because I know his face.
Robert Duvall was in it too. Nobody said that.
I think Robert it is Duvall. Robert Duvall was in because he was in Apocalypse Now, where he was the surfer. Yeah. The surfer. If it's Robert Duvall, yeah, I think it's Robert Duvall because he was the surfing colonel.
Was it Duvall who said I love the smell of napalm?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it? He's in Colors. He's like a cop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you Google Robert Duvall Colors, like you'll see pictures of him.
Yeah, he was one of the main cops in Colors. Dude, Colors is a gangster ass movie.
He's on the cover. It's him and Sean Penn.
Yeah, Sean Penn is in there as a rookie cop going in L.A. And then he got this Robert Duvall playing the old cop on his way out retiring. And you're dealing with Bloods and Crips and Mexican gangs in L.A. in the 80s. Yeah, that shit is hard.
Did you guys see that one movie with him and Tom Cruise where they tried to do Top Gun but with NASCAR instead?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No.
I forget what the name was called.
Is that the one where he dies, right? Where he comes back?
I don't know. I don't think he dies. I think some people end up in the hospital.
Yeah, Days of Thunder.
Nah, that's probably NASCAR's Bible.
Yeah, it's a big.
That's NASCAR's Bible, bro.
It really is. Yeah, it really is almost like Top Gun, but NASCAR.
it's NASCAR like a motherfucking Bible, bro. I'm good.
But that's so far and away from Hollywood Knicks, which we've pretty much wrapped up, man. You know, Nick Cage is the.
Yeah, we've learned and we decided, hey, let's do a Nick episode. Thinking we was going to have a bunch of cool Knicks talk about. That list got hit really short. Shout out to Nick Cannon, Nick Jonas, the Nick from one of those Backstreet Boys. Y'all the only Nick I didn't found that was somewhat plausible. And the Nick on the SVU.
But all right, that's been Hollywood Knicks with the Fat Signal Podcast. Shout out to Big Comedy Network. Please like,
hit a like, subscribe, comment. I'm going to keep saying it, even though you're not going to do it. Comment, subscribe, like.
Watch for us on other platforms arriving soon.
Josh, love you, bro. Roth, don't get mad. Love you, though, even though you're all mad and shit. Tim, I love you, y'all. Josh, kick the beat.
We love you too, boo.
Shout out, by the way, to the very talented Keith Rice for doing our ending theme. Thank you so much, man.
Rob, say it. He interrupted you.
Say it, Rob.
Damn. Damn, we even catered to him and he acted like a baby, bruh. God damn, I'm done.